Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Before there were CDs, there were compact cassettes, and between 1983 and 1995, the Cinema Organ Society released a series of 27 of those, featuring up-and-coming artists in addition to the better-known. Today, I have a selection of just 9 of these releases, starting with George Blackmore and a popular instrumental from 1958, Calcutta. Calcutta, which I suppose now should be retitled Kolkata, with George Blackmore at the console of the ex-Paramount Odeon Newcastle Wurlitzer, which in 1983 was in the Kitchen Brothers car showroom in Diss, Norfolk. The organ went on to grace Turner's musical merry-go-round in Northampton, but since 2004 it's been in storage awaiting a new home. Martin Harris won the American Theatre Organ Society Young Organist Competition in 1987, performing at the Portland, Oregon Convention, and he went on to win the Yamaha Junior Electone competition, and in 1992 started his career with that company. That same year, the COS released a cassette of Martin playing the Wurlitzer in the South Bank University, London.
Thank you.
Speakeasy. Martin Harris and the South Bank Wurlitzer, owned and maintained by the Cinema Organ Society, and that organ, of course, is now in the Troxy Theatre in Stepney, East London. 4 years earlier, in 1988, Robert Wolfe, who is normally resident at the Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection in Norfolk, recorded on the same South Bank Wurlitzer for a cassette release. Robert's recent releases generally feature medleys, which are harder to programme into theme shows, but this cassette has 9 of the 14 selections as solo pieces, including this Duke Ellington classic, Mood Indigo. Mood Indigo, composed by Barney Bigard, Irving Mills and Duke Ellington in 1931, with Robert Wolfe playing London's South Bank Wurlitzer. Ian Flitcroft, who is a resident of the South Coast, learned his craft from Ernest Broadbent in Blackpool. In 1988, the COS taped Ian playing the Wurlitzer in the Gomert State Cinema Kilburn in North London for a cassette release. Appropriately, this is an Ernest Broadbent composition, Regency Romp. Thank you. Regency Romp, Ian Flitcroft and the Government State Wurlitzer. So far, today's Hot Pipes has been all Wurlitzer, but here's the Compton in the Thorngate Ballroom, Gosport, owned and maintained by the Gosport Organ Club. In 1985, the 22-year-old Carolyn Riddick, now Hawkins, recorded this track of Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday for a Cinema Organ Society cassette. Gosport Organ Club presents concerts by professional artists five times per year, and the instrument is available to its members for practice. The Northern District of the Cinema Organ Society has also issued some cassettes, two of which featured Arnold Loxham playing the Society's Wurlitzer. At Last was included on his second release, featuring the Wurlitzer when it was installed in the Trinity Arts Centre, Pudsey, Yorkshire.
Thank you.
the ex-Gaumont Oldham Wurlitzer in its second transplant location in Pudsey before its third move to the Ritz Ballroom in Brickhouse. That organ's first relocation was to the Dale Hall in Hampthwaite, Yorkshire, where in 1986 a young John Barlow recorded for a cassette release. John honed his playing style at the now-closed 3J's Compton, which was just 200 yards from his home. The Tarantella from the Festa Rusticana suite was written in 1951 as a test piece for accordion. John Barlow and the Wurlitzer then in the Dale Hall, Hampthwaite, with a finger-busting Tarantella from accordionist Gerald Crossman's Festa Rusticana suite. The Konica Organ Company manufactured only a handful of theatre instruments, and I have but two examples in my audio library. One is the sizeable organ that was in the Ritz, later Odeon, Nottingham, and the other is the much smaller Konica in the Regal, later Odeon, Rotherham. This track of A Bedouin in Baghdad, composed by electronic organist Jimmy Leach, was taped by David Lowe in 1984 in Rotherham. Thank you. A Bedouin in Baghdad, David Lowe and the Rotherham Conacher. To close out today's Hot Pipes, here's Simon Gledhill on the Wurlitzer in the Trinity Arts Centre, produced as a farewell to Pudsey before the organ was moved to Brighouse. The lively In Love for the very first time was composed for the 1955 British comedy An Alligator Named Daisy, which starred Donald Sinden and Dinah Dawes. Wurlitzer in the Trinity Arts Centre Pudsey, which by 1995 had been slightly enlarged from its original specification, played by Simon Gledhill, the current chairman of the Cinema Organ Society. My thanks to fellow broadcaster Alan Ashton for completing my collection of these cassette releases. There were also 8 CDs, with the latest releases by Vic Hammett and Mark Laughlin being strictly digital download only. Such is the march of time and technology. Time for me to march too. So from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, it's bye-bye for now.